The Lost Choice, A Legend of Personal Discovery by Andy Andrews. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Nelson Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. The Lost Choice is read by Andy Andrews.
Prologue. Sinai Peninsula, 281 A.D. Casimir shielded his eyes with both hands as he peered intently into the sun's last rays. Another tear made a track through the dust in his browned face and fell from his chin. His age was 11 summers now, almost a man, and his father's falcon was missing. Elim, his father, had often made it clear he was not yet ready to command the valuable huntress. The falcon had been a gift from a prince, given to Elim as a sign of respect. Her name was Ski, a word the prince had told him meant swift. She was as tall as Casimir's arm was long, and her talons completely enveloped the leather covering on his skinny shoulder where she sometimes sat as Casimir rode his father's camel. Ski was snow-white with jet-black slashes in her feathers, and she wore a hood that matched the Jess's, long hide straps on her legs. Intending to prove his resourcefulness and maturity, the boy had impulsively released the bird earlier in the day when the shadows were small. Food was scarce, and the rabbit he had glimpsed would have made an excellent meal. Unfortunately, the beautiful falcon had not seen fit to return with the rabbit, or any rabbit, or to return at all for that matter. "Cassie!" The boy cringed at the sound of his father's voice. It was not an unkind voice, for he was not an unkind man. It was, however, the voice of a man who demanded honesty, and Casimir would...